The final toolkit I'd like to look at is that for capital allowances for plant and machinery. Different to the toolkit for personal and private expenditure, and back to the principles of the toolkits for both capital gains for land and buildings and marginal small companies relief. This toolkit on capital allowances has much more resonance to a technical consideration with a possible tax outcome rather than the more basic, understated profit feel that the personal and private expenditure toolkit had. To complete the consistency across the four toolkits, let's begin by acknowledging once again that HMRC believe good record keeping can significantly reduce risks for this topic, and that following the toolkit will also allow a reasonable care defence should one be needed for subsequent errors. What we have in this toolkit is a large group of risks, 26 in all, solely relating to plant and machinery capital allowances. However, those questions can be grouped into basic matters such as qualification for capital allowances, some technical considerations, and then questions of quantum of qualifying spend. I don't propose as detailed an analysis of this toolkit as the earlier ones, as I suspect most advisors will be almost entirely aware of the types of issue that HMRC draw attention to. For anyone who has completed any level of capital allowances computation, most of the risks HMRC wish considering are fairly self-evident. Having reviewed the toolkit in some depth on its release, I had formed the view that the number of risks HMRC has identified was simply due to the subject matter that is plant and machinery capital allowances, rather than meeting any particular theme or pattern emerging from this toolkit, which is, as I say, fairly standard ground. So, there we have it. My overview of HMRC's new toolkits designed to help us get our clients' self-assessment forms right. Of course, much of this risk-managed approach is driven by the results of HMRC's working with agents consultation, where the profession as a group said that we wanted HMRC to identify to us its most commonly seen errors to educate people away from those errors. I hope you have found this podcast useful. HMRC say this move to new toolkits will follow as HMRC moves to a risk-based way to manage the accuracy of clients' tax returns, then it will be interesting to see what future toolkits do emerge. Thank you.